Coming up a week from Saturday, the Lake Bonneseal Music Association is having their annual Orphan Instrument Auction and Concert. This is such a cool event, and Josh and Molly are here to tell us about it, but we're letting them get set up because they brought one of their orphan instruments in to perform for us this morning. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
And Molly Jones, thank you for coming in as well.
Good morning.
This is one of those things that when it first started, I thought, well, that'll be cool for a year or two, but eventually we're going to run out of orphan instruments in the greater Port Huron area. That has not been the case, has it?
No, we've actually been picking up steam the last couple of years. You know, in reality, Lake Bonneseal has done some great things with the Blue Chili Grass Festival. We just passed our 10-year anniversary as far as that goes, and this is going to be the fifth annual auction we have.
Wow, that's really cool. Explain what the auction is.
So what happened was I work for Guitar Center down in Roseville, and it was about 6 years ago now. We bought literally a storage locker full of instruments from a personal collector, and there was a bunch of leftover stuff that, being a musician myself, I just couldn't let go to waste. There was stuff we couldn't, you know, do anything with, and I was like, I don't know what to do with these things. They were like bluegrass kind of instruments, and I'm like, well, I know these people at, you know, the LBMA, Lake Bonneseal Music Association. I'm like, maybe they can do something with them. So about 6 months later, they gave me a call and like, hey, we got an idea to do this thing. So that was the start of the whole auction.
Right.
So, and it's just been going stronger and stronger every single year.
And these instruments come from all over the place. I mean, the start of this was a unique situation. It was a big collection of them. But there are people that have things in their attic, in their basement.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes don't even know what they are, right?
Yes, that's precisely. That is a lot of times people, you know, give me a call or they'll call Betsy at Betsy's Bakes and say, hey, we got this stuff. Can you do anything with it? And then, like, you know, just about all of us on the board are musicians ourselves, so we know what it is, or we know how to get it fixed up and in working order once again.
You told me that Molly was going to come in and play, and I just for some reason assumed that she was bringing a guitar or something acoustic in. Molly Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm with Molly. Is your band? And what did you bring in here this morning?
This is a Yamaha keyboard that we are putting up for auction. It is a PSR E413 electric keyboard. It's in mostly working order. It's pretty sweet. I might actually bid on it myself.
There you go. What are some of the more unique instruments that you've seen over the years in this event?
For me personally, it's been PA systems. We've had some very unique stringed instruments that were definitely homemade, and we weren't really sure what they were.
but isn't that the great thing, I think, for musicians to have a story behind their instrument, even if it's just I bought it at an auction, just to know that it's had life before. You know, it's nice to get a new shiny guitar, but to have something that's lived a life is kind of cool too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There was actually one last year that was bedazzled by Brianna Wilkinson that she had donated. She's also a local performer, and it was just really fun to see what she had done with it, and she had donated it from her collection to bid off, and the funds go towards the scholarships for Lake Bonneseal Music Association. So
yeah, and that's important. Tell us a little bit more about the scholarships.
Yeah, I definitely want to bring that up. You know, with you talking about, you know, having a story behind the instrument is definitely a cool thing to have. What we do with 100% of the proceeds from the auction is we actually send kids to music school at Port Huron Music. So, once again, you know, we do have a fund to fix up some of the instruments, but after that, 100% of the proceeds go towards our Gary Sargent Memorial Scholarship Fund. And what we do with that is we send kids to music school at Port Huron Music. So last year we sent 4 kids to 16 weeks of private music lessons. In addition to that, we gave them $200 to purchase a brand new instrument of their choice. Or if they already had an instrument, just needed some accessories, they were able to do that. And last year, our fund got to the point that we actually gave away about $1,600 worth of instruments at the music festival itself.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, like I said, it's the auction's been building steam every single year and just getting better for the community and for everybody.
The Orphan Instrument Auction is March 21st, so that's a week from this upcoming Saturday. It'll be with Charles A. Hammond, American Legion Post on 6th Street in Port Huron. Molly, I want to hear this keyboard that you brought in this morning. Are you going to be able to play that for us a little bit?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Ready for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And a religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, thanks so much. That's great. You could bid on that Yamaha keyboard, but you might have to try and outbid Molly for it because she wants it as well. Are you, by the way, still accepting donations of instruments for the auction?
Yes, most definitely. And there's a couple of ways you can get them to us. You can drop them off with Lisa at Port Huron Music. You can drop them off with Betsy at Betsy's Bakes. You could drop them off with me, Josh, at Guitar Center down in Roseville. If you can't drop them off to one of those locations, you can get contact us on Facebook, on the Blue Chili Grass Festival LBMA website, or I'm sorry, Facebook page. You can message us through there, and then we can try and arrange a pickup. We will accept just about anything, with the exception of overly large items like acoustic pianos, giant, you know, PA systems from the 70s, you know, that type of stuff. We just don't have the ability to move and house.
Okay.
Addition to any of that, if you want to help the cause, but you don't have an instrument, and if you can't make it to the auction, you could send a donation to us through our PayPal. That's going to be at lakebonesteel@gmail.com on PayPal. And we are also doing, we need memberships to keep the Blue Chili Grass Festival going, because we are all 100% volunteer based, and we need people in the seats to help run the whole project.
There you go.
So we've had people on the board for 10 years that they need a break. So you can get to us through Facebook for all of that as well.
All right, fantastic. Check it out. And then a week from Saturday, the 21st of March, is the Orphan Instrument Auction. Starts with a preview at 3 o'clock. The auction itself gets under 4. You guys are going to be playing. It's going to be like kind of a concert atmosphere too, right?
Yes, definitely. What we do, we have local artists such as Molly here with I'm With Molly. What they do is they'll get up and play a song or two on the instruments we're going to auction off. And then as soon as they're done playing, we auction those instruments off.
Excellent.
So you're going to be able to hear a preview of what the instrument can do by, you know, some local talent, which if you don't know, we have tons of local talent in the Port Huron area.
Absolutely. They'll all be there on the 21st. It'll be at the Charles A. Hammond American Legion Post. And just show up, right? You don't need to get tickets or reservations or anything. Just come one, come all.
Yeah. And even if you just want to come for the event, it is a free music event. Like I said, we're going to have plenty of great artists from the Port Huron area.
All right. Should be a lot of fun. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. And hope you get a great turnout on the 21st.
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Very good.